like bamboo. When my parents moved into their house over 40 years ago, they found that the previous owners planted an abundance of bamboo in the backyard. When I was younger, I remember them complaining that it was so hard to get rid of the bamboo. It was really hard to dig up. Watching and listening to my parents complain and struggle to remove the bamboo, I thought it was such an annoying plant. They still talk about it. Remember how hard it was to get rid of that bamboo? That was until I moved into my first apartment, where the outside of the building was surrounded by it. I walked past it every day and started to notice that bamboo was really a beautiful plant. When I moved to the greater Los Angeles area, I visited arboretums and botanical gardens and found myself becoming fascinated by this grass. And yep, I learned later that it was a grass, not a tree. My interest actually led to researching this amazing plant, and I learned some interesting things. First, bamboo grows everywhere and can endure cold winters and extremely hot summers. It also grows really fast. Some bamboo can grow up to 100 feet, and certain species can grow up to 3 feet in a day. Can you believe that it's even possible to watch it grow right before your eyes? Another interesting fact I learned about bamboo is that it's not as fragile as it might appear. It can sometimes be the only plant left standing after a typhoon. And in the winter, heavy snow weighs down and bends the plant. But as the snow becomes too heavy, it falls off and the bamboo springs back and snaps back up tall again. There's so many more incredible things to know about bamboo, and these are just a few. But what we see here is that bamboo is continually growing despite its harsh environments. Hard times are expected, but it always overcomes adversity and remains known as a survivor. Bamboo is extremely durable, strong, flexible, and resilient. No wonder my parents had such a hard time defeating it. As I learned about bamboo, it made me realize that it had a lot of attributes that I'd like to cultivate more of. And I found this great quote that really sums up the qualities of bamboo that I'd like to adopt more of in my life. Here it is. Bamboo bends with wind, but will not break. The leaves blow gracefully in the wind and do not fall. Long after the storm passes, it still stands green and tall. It survives, and therefore it endures. What about you? Do you want to be more like bamboo too? If so, my hope is that the next time you see some bamboo, you look at it in a different way that maybe you hadn't before. And maybe the next time you look in the mirror, you can remember all the hardships that you've been through and realize that you are just as tough as bamboo already. And perhaps in the same way you and I can admire bamboo for its strength, beauty, and resilience, maybe we can admire ourselves the same way, as if to say, I will not be defeated. So this week, let's both strive to be more like bamboo. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week. Thanks again for listening to my audio blog. If you're a woman in midlife who's been feeling stuck for a while, need some extra support as you make healthy changes in your life, or simply needs a gentle nudge in the right direction, I might be able to help. I've set aside some office hours to provide laser coaching time for you. You've heard my voice. Now I'd like to hear yours. Feel free to book a time to talk with me. The link to do so is in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.